Hello.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you for agreeing to be part of the Veteran Feminists of America Pioneer Histories Project. We're delighted to be talking to you today. Can we start by you, just for the record, giving me your name?
My name is Suzanne Doty.
Great. And today we want to talk about your experience working in the second wave women's movements. Where and when were you active in the women's movement?
Well, I first started in the women's movement in the early 70s. I think it was around 73 when the NOW National Office was opening in Chicago, and I lived in Chicago. And my mother was the one that sent me the job opening, the announcement, because she was an NOW member and I was not yet. And she gave me the job interview information, and I applied for it and interviewed and got hired as the executive secretary.
Great. How many employees were in the office at that time?
I think at that time I think there was two or three. There was Jane, who was the executive director, and I think Marion at that point had been hired as the receptionist, and then I came in as the executive secretary. And then we hired two or three other people after that and a couple part-time people over the years. So.
And how long approximately did you work in that office?
I worked in the office until it was closed. So that must have been 2 or 3 years, maybe, I think. I'm not quite sure. I know that I ended up at the YWCA after that, and then I went into graduate school where, based on you, actually, this is Cathy Rand, and so it must have been around 75, 76, I guess, when they closed it.
Okay. And did you consider yourself a feminist prior to working, your
Oh,
first exposure?
absolutely. Yeah, I had a I went to a all women's college in upstate New York, graduated in 1971,
What
and
school
was
was it?
always very Wells
What school was it?
College. Wells College in Aurora, New York, which is now co-ed. It's been co-ed for about 10 or 12 years, but the only upside to that from my perspective is that my son got to go there and he went there and graduated from there. So that was pretty cool.
That's
But
great.
I was not an official card-carrying member of NOW when I joined the office, was hired, but joined right after and then became very active in the Chicago chapter.
And what kind of things did you do when you were a member of Chicago Now? What issues did you work on? What roles did you play? What did you do there?
I joined the ERA committee, and at rising to the rank of chair of the committee. So, and marching in the St. Patrick's Day parade with the Moms for ERA posters, and organizing marches down in Springfield, Illinois, to try to get the ERA passed, and all of those wonderful things that we did. But it was mostly the Equal Rights Amendment and